This is Jack Vaughn for theserverside.net. Today we're looking at our reader mailbag. I'm joined by TechTarget editor-at-large, John Hogan. Correspondent Brent Sheets asked a question recently. Does developer partisanship have an effect on you? Jeff Atwood recently blogged about the insular nature of developers and the growing divide between Microsoft developers and open source developers. This is a good read and not a Microsoft bashing piece. We all know that rabid adherents exist in both camps, and poor Miguel de Icaza of the Mono Project says that both camps hate him. How do we bridge the gulf between developer camps? Or is this really a healthy thing?
Reader Francois Lemaire comments, I don't care which technologies I use. I evaluate them, then I use them as I see fit. If Java or .NET is better for a project, then I use it. When I had to do rich controls 8 years ago, I chose Java applets over ActiveX controls because they were easier to make and more widespread, though we prefer to have Microsoft technologies on the server. This kind of war is childish and stupid.
And Michael Neal, a reader, comments, yes, it should not matter to users and consumers of the platforms one iota, but I don't think it's that easy to bridge this gap anymore. The gap, in fact, exists, and Microsoft's recent comments about patents are making it much, much worse than it was before. There will always be politics in these things. It's not ideal, but it's messy, just like life.
Continuing this thread is Marty Farrell, who comments, for a better understanding of the logic, or lack thereof, behind the partisanship, try submitting this article to Slashdot. Unfortunately, I doubt they will accept any submission that uses the words benevolent dictator and Microsoft in the same sentence. Worth a try, though, to see if they have any new arguments on the pragmatic approach to development.
Bob Farmer writes, I think it's a simplified view of the real world. While evaluating software sometimes might reveal that an open source package is better than a Microsoft commercial third-party equivalent, open source in many companies runs up against different barriers. In other words, in many companies, open source is equivalent to potential lawsuits, indemnification, or just general low quality. As a developer who has evaluated some of these preconceptions as false, you still have a long ways to go to convince lawyers, CEOs, etc. in Microsoft otherwise. Since this usually is a long and tiring road, much less fun than the actual technical evaluation, you very often end up just using whatever is accepted. Unfortunately, this means that, for example, you'll have to leave out your much-beloved log4net and write yet another trace listener or escape to the logging application block. I envy people who have the financial freedom to go out and see how they can make the next bucket of cash with whatever technology they find great.
And finally on this thread, user John Smith comments, with all due respect to Mr. Farmer, his attitude is part of the problem. Saying one product or solution is superior to the other contributes to the partisanship that afflicts our industry. The real truth is that for any given problem, the solution can be implemented in Java, .NET, or open source. It's not the technology, it's the implementation. Companies adopt, or rather lean toward, one platform or another for many reasons, not just personal preferences. For example, many WebLogic developers look down on WebSphere as an inferior product, regardless of the fact that they can just be as productive and deliver real working solutions with both application servers. But IBM makes their product more attractive economically, so you're more likely to find WebSphere shops than WebLogic shops. Mr. Palmer should really envy those who can ply their trade in any environment, irrespective of the platform and technology.
Well, this is Jack Vaughn, thanking John Hogan, and thank you for being at our podcast.